Winner all of life.
Can I catch a date on Saturday?
Welcome to the Inner Hoe Uprising.
What a sexy voice. This is the podcast about sex, love, and dating from the perspective of one Black feminist polyamorous woman living in New York City and her coho of the day. Yes. Rodecca.
That's me, guys.
Her name is actually Rebecca. I call her Rodecca for undisclosed purposes. Rodecca is a single 20-something aspiring poet, writer, emphasis on the single, slide in those DMs after this episode, who's just learning how to navigate life without a partner. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. That was a good intro. I enjoyed that.
You're fucking welcome. I try my best.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited to be here, excited to get this started. You know, guys, I'm new to all this.
She's not Shanika and she's not Lucas.
But that's
Lucas had a baby, she wouldn't be that either. See how you got hyped? And I just bought you down.
I got so gassed.
That will be today. She would be their cousin, their distant cousin.
Their distant their cousin. I'm not here to replace them, you guys. I'm my own, you know.
I don't think anybody's feeling that.
Yeah,
nobody was like, what the fuck, son?
Yeah.
This can't happen. Everybody's pretty excited.
I have some
positive.
Big shoes to fill, though. So I feel.
Shanika wears a size 9.
I wear a size 10.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
You have
I think
one.
I might have just done it.
And Lucas doesn't wear shoes, so. Like, you're the co-host now.
There you go.
You are the co-host.
I won. That was easy.
Okay, so this is season 2 of the Inner Hoe Uprising. If you're new, welcome. And basically, this whole season, I'm going to be having a new co-ho every episode. Today, we've got Rodecca. And at the end of some point in time, you guys are going to be like, I want this to be the co-ho. So, you know, this is an audition.
I want Rebecca to be the co-ho. Sorry.
Imagine if it's just you typing on everything. Rodecca.
I've got to think of a whole bunch of different emails.
Exactly.
All inconspicuous.
Just use your title emails. All the emails that I listen to Lemonade on. Because, like, who the fuck is paying Jay-Z for that shit?
I literally just downloaded it and it was like, come on, title. Did you think that every month I was going to pay something?
Exactly. So this show, we have a couple of segments. We've got Hoe of the Week, Bay of the Week, Self-Care Tip of the Week. Then we go into Fuck That, which is our current events segment. And then we go into, why are you looking at me in my eyes? What the fuck? Why are you making eye contact? What do I do?
Required intense
I'm used to looking at Shanika. This is weird. I'm not going to look at you anymore. Yeah, then we go into Fuck It, which is our topic of the day. And today we're talking about... This bitch is looking at me. I'm going to kill her. You're going to die on a recording today.
And
I'm going to go to jail.
I just want to make sure you're comfortable. So I'm making sure you know.
Well, today's Fuck It is pansexuality because you are a pansexual individual.
I am.
So like...
I am.
Non-stick pans or...
Non-stick... No, well...
You grease them up.
You get a little...
Coconut
sticky.
Oil. Ooh. Oh, I'm excited. I just got mad wet. And then we've got Fuck Me, which is where we talk about our sexual, romantic, whatever the fuck lives. And we've got Fuck You, which is where we talk about your sexual, whatever the fuck, romantic lives. Yeah. And then we've got a little something sexy. So Rodecca has to, like, be sexy later. If you would like to follow along with the conversation being had in this podcast, you can use the hashtag InnerHoeUprising on Twitter or Instagram. I don't know why you would use it on Facebook, but if you would like to, go ahead. Whatever. Bay of the Week is... We'll pick yours.
Oh, SZA. Come on. I hope whoever's listening
the fact
just
you mean,
went
come
like,
on, like, do we all know who SZA is?
SZA is the only female member of TDE. If you don't know TDE, that's Kendrick. Everyone knows Kendrick.
Everyone does know Kendrick.
You shouldn't be here.
Top dog entertainment.
Exactly. You know, Schoolboy Q. And she's like the queen. She's the only one. She's the Nicki Minaj.
Wow. But
of TDE.
But SZA sings, right?
She
You're gonna
sings.
Hate me, but like, have I ever listened to a SZA
whoa.
Song?
Whoa.
And then like a couple of weeks ago, no, a couple of months ago, you were like, yeah, I went to this SZA concert. You
I
should totally go see SZA. And I was like, yeah.
And you
and in
really,
my mind I was
really
like
sat there like nigga, yeah.
Like, have I ever
I was
listened?
Just about to go there, dang. Like
No.
I'm pissed. And then you tell me now. I'm
I only listen to old music from 2006. I am still 2006. In high school. I have never Sorry. Left high school.
Okay. Well, I've listened to SZA, and I hope people have listened to SZA.
I've listened to Consideration.
consideration is something that a lot of people are first getting introduced to her, but mm-hmm. I can be one of those douchebags who are like, I've known SZA since,
I know SZA since she was born. I actually gave birth to SZA.
I was there. No, I didn't give birth to her because I still want to like her. Oh my God.
I mean, yes. Consensual incest, I don't have a problem with it if you want to get into weird stuff.
You know,
not that I do it. I just don't have a boundary. Problem with it.
I think, oh, okay. I think I have a lot of things I do.
You're not pansexual. But yeah,
you know, fuck it. If I'm not willing to bang my sister, then I'm not pansexual.
Okay, so why is SZA hot to you? Why is she baby?
First of all, Google her.
She is hot. She's I will hot. Say that.
And I thought it was perfect because her music, she's always talking about, like, there was one song where she was kind of getting scorned by some guy. She's like, that's why I banged your, like, your homie. Like, and yeah. You know, that's just, that's how she is. And she's always talking about, like, real shit. Like, mm-hmm. people, everybody has insecurities, but she's, like, singing about it. And, like, she has a song, Drew Barrymore, that she just came out with.
I heard about that.
Yeah. And she's talking about, like, you know, I'm sorry that I'm not Miss Perfect. I'm sorry not this Aww. And that. But it's
But you
really,
actually are perfect. I've seen your face.
To me, come on, SZA.
Rodega, she's here.
I'm here.
And she's open.
I'm here for you. And only, Damn. Yes.
Oh, so you're SZA sexual.
That's it. That's it for me.
All right.
SZA.
Let us go on to Poe of the Week. I have so many hosts to shout out. If you don't listen to this podcast, this is where we shout out people who are fans of the show, aka the host. A lot of Twitter love this week. We got FL Classy, who always live tweets us. We've got Janicia, who shouted us out on Podcast in Color, is also just awesome. She runs the podcast Tea with Queen and Jay with her co-host Queen. We've got Britton F, who was like, yeah, I'm listening to this first episode, and I'm being lulled into sweet feminist dreams, and I thought that was cool. Aww. Somebody named Allison G said that they were crip walking when the first episode came out. Somebody named Sam said that the podcast soothes her soul. And we've got who has pictures of his dick on his Twitter, but also like has a lot of Twitter engagement, so I was like, I gotta shout him out. We got Jay Wood, who paid a bitch $25 last week. We got Imani the Goddess from Instagram, who just reposted one of our pictures and got, like, mad of her followers to our Instagram.
Awesome.
At Interho Uprising on Instagram. We've got AO Pinks and Tiff the Gif, who were just, like, best friend fans of the show. And they're always like, yo, this episode's coming out. Yeah, we gotta have a party. And I really like that.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yes, yes, yes. Self-care tip of the week. I got this because it was tweeted from the cool podcast We Come From Queens, but it's actually written by a woman named Brittany Josephina off the blog Black Girl Magic. And basically she says, romantic love doesn't replace self-love. She goes on to say, self-love will always be the most dependable love you have access to, so take advantage of knowing that. Which I think is important, you know?
That, no, honestly.
Oh, you don't think it's important?
No, 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 I do. I'm saying no because it's so relevant. And I know a lot of people who have been in situations where because they didn't care about themselves, not more, but.
Well, we got her bae.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll talk about that. But just situations where if you don't take the time to love yourself and to know yourself, mm-hmm. it gets you into like fucked up situations, like,
yeah.
Obviously we're all about, like, you know, if you're into this, if you're into that, if you want to, you know, fuck a whole bunch of people, do it. Mm-hmm. But there are some people who just don't know if that's what they like, so they end up fucking a whole bunch of people mm-hmm. because they don't know themselves, and mm-hmm. then they're just, they gave a piece of themselves to everybody, and they feel like, okay, how did I end up with 20 bodies, and I think I just wanted to be with one person, you know. Mm-hmm. I have a friend who's exactly going through something like that, where it's not me, guys, I would say if it was me.
Yeah, my friend Rodica.
Yeah, you know, not me, but no, she's going through something where she's just getting single, and she's just like, all right, I think the only way to capture this person's heart and to feel whole is like, I'm gonna bang him. Mm-hmm. And it's like, maybe,
but she's doing it for them to feel something for her, not for her to, like,
exactly
gain pleasure.
Okay. And you know, there's also the other flip side where you're in a relationship, and again, another situation that I know of where you're so dependent on that person to feed you and to feed your insecurities and to make them not hurt as much.
Yeah.
That you're like, when they're not there, when they're like, even at work, or whether they mm-hmm. feel like they're just like not looking at you lovingly that day, it's like your whole day is fucked up. Yeah. Because you can't even think of yourself. You're like, they're constantly feeding. And that's the person that I know in that situation is the person who has to keep giving that love. And they're mm-hmm. like, I don't even want to be with this person anymore because it's just like
too much
every yeah. day. If I don't tell you, you know, you look nice today, it's like, you don't think I look nice.
Yeah.
You know, it's yeah. their whole, and it's real for them. Mm-hmm. Like, because they didn't take the time to love themselves. All I'm saying, guys, you know, love yourself. Love yourself.
Love yourself. Know your worth, nigga.
In whatever way. Yeah.
Yeah, good point. This person said, no one is going to be able to, nor should you expect them to give you 100% of love 24/7, because they have to, like, love themselves, too.
Yeah.
And do shit.
Yeah.
And make this money.
They might want to, you know, go somewhere by themselves, and it's like, what do you mean?
I gotta go beat off.
Yeah. Give people time
to beat off. That's self-care tip of the week. Moving on to pay a bitch. You can go to innerhouprising.com and click on the pay a bitch tab that's on every single page, because I really wanted to get paid. Like, what the fuck? I'm going in the red here. Or you can go to the merchandise tab and buy one of our t-shirts or hoodies, which just came out. And I'll put some pictures on Instagram later this week, because I just got mine. Ready for fuck that?
Fuck that.
The fuck did you just say? You just shade
no,
me?
No, I mean... I said, what? I need to get mine. I was saying, guys.
All right.
Fuck that.
Yes, our current events topics. All right. Yeah. First up, we got 106-year-old woman gets engaged. Did you watch the video?
I did. She was so cute.
She was really cute. It was like, she was so cute.
Good for her. That's all I was thinking.
Deadass. So this is the story of Vladimira Rodriguez de Oliveira, aka Valda, who is a 106-year-old Brazilian woman. No kids, no husband, was in this. I don't know how long she's been in that retirement home.
Yeah.
Or
I don't think it's sad.
Is it called a retirement home?
What do they call them? Like a wellness center?
No, that's not what it is.
Is that like rehab?
Yeah.
Isn't that where Kanye at right now?
Yeah. Oh, damn.
Too
he's
soon.
Not there anymore.
Oh, he's not.
He's not there.
He doesn't even have his
kill
memory.
Me. Like,
let's
what
not
the
even
fuck?
Talk about that.
Yeah, he doesn't. He's, I don't know how that happened. Whatever. Sorry, Kanye.
Kanye's going through it.
Yeah, it's funny because the average woman gets married at 27. But I guess, like, at the age of the average woman getting married in Valda's life, it was probably like 16 or some shit like that.
Honestly,
she was like, no, nigga.
27 is even like.
That's kind of old in my opinion. Like, my parents got married at, like, my mom bought the house with my dad at 21.
Oh, wow.
Something like that. Like, between 21 and 23.
And then I think
and
about,
I live in that house now.
I'm not buying 25. Any houses at, like, 24.
I don't have any money.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah.
But 106 is another thing altogether.
Like, she's like, no, I'm playing the long game. Yeah. You gotta be real nice. So she was at this Brazilian nursing home. I forgot what it was called, but she met a man named a Brazilian first name, Diaz Jacob.
There you
but
go.
But they call them Valda and Jacob. They just call him Jacob.
Perfect.
She's a cougar because this nigga's 66 years old.
Wow.
40 some odd years. Oh, no, okay. That's 40. That's exactly 40. My math was
66,
off fleek.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he has also never been married, no kids. He's paralyzed in one arm, and he, like, spent 19 years prior to being in the retirement home, like, living on the street, homeless. And then he, like, went to the retirement home
and
met Bay.
And there you go.
That's a beautiful story.
That's the perfect happy ending right there.
Exactly. If you live to make it that long.
Yeah.
Which you won't, because the world is ending in about 6 years.
True. Six. Wow.
I like to be hopeful.
Yeah, you know, I was actually looking like, damn, I have a little more time than I put in my calendar.
Like 3 months.
Yeah,
that is crazy.
6 years.
But yeah, so I don't know how long they've known each other, but it seems like they've known each other for 3 years.
Yeah,
and he proposed after those 3 years.
Yeah.
And it's like, why did he wait that long? Like, bitch,
like, he,
I'm 103,
really,
nigga.
Confident that she was gonna
exactly.
Live.
Like, she has really good health.
Yeah.
She's in good standing. Like, she's gonna make it.
It's like 103 is a little young. You know,
I need an aged woman. I need a real mature woman.
Yeah,
she's seen it all. Wow.
She,
like,
has.
What was happening 106 years ago?
I don't know.
Segregation.
Oh,
that was happening for sure. Just like, what's 2016
shit.
Minus 100, 1916. World War One was happening.
I'm glad you knew that.
Because
okay. You know, we went to the same
I
high
know,
school,
no,
right?
No.
Like, now
what?
You're disturbing me. Like, what is the level
my brain
of
has
education?
Gone through a lot of things since then, you know. A lot of things.
Okay.
I don't know history.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah,
no, that's okay.
I barely know what I ate this morning. You talk about 1916.
Bitch,
it's, you know,
who cares.
Yeah,
true.
Valda is the oldest woman to ever get engaged in Brazil, which, you know, that sounds
in
right.
She's old. Did it specifically say in Brazil? Does that mean there's older women?
I was
in
doing
other
this
places?
At like 3 a.m. Oh, okay. So you probably know more than I would. What did
we
it
just
say?
Talked about this. Oh, no. I was about to say, I don't remember anything. No.
Oh, yeah, you don't know.
I don't. I read it and it was like, that
he's
was
the
cool.
Worst podcast host ever. There's not even like Lucas to like reel us back in with the facts. Yeah. No. I'm just over here playing iMessage games as he does. I'm just kidding.
He's I mean, it's. If it's that's what you're doing, it's fine.
No shame to iMessage games.
iMessage games are fucking addicting, though.
They I played are. Them for one day. With, what? Like, the only person I talked to on iMessage. I don't have any friends.
Sam, I'm your friend.
Yeah, but you don't talk to me on iMessage, bitch. You don't fucking send me Checkers requests. So are we really friends?
You're right. That's the true testament of friendship.
Send me Checkers requests. My number is 8. No. Yeah, so they're not actually going to get married, which sucks.
They just celebrated the engagement, right?
Yeah, and they can never do anything else.
But because the doctor said they couldn't, or?
Yeah, so I don't know if it's like a thing in Brazil that if you get married, you have to live together. Yeah. But the doctors were like, nah, these niggas can't live together because she's old as fuck and this nigga, his health is not good. So like, they would be, they'd die in a day.
Oh, so basically like.
I love you. Kick the can.
She even said
better
something.
Love story than Twilight.
If I remember, she said something like, you know, I really like this guy. If he dies, I die. And it's like,
that bothered me.
Like, yeah, so we kind of don't want you to do that.
That is funny. Like, you would literally die.
Yeah.
That bothered me, though, because it's like, don't depend on these niggas, you know? Like, you've lived 106 years.
That's true.
Now you're just going to die? You could live to 120.
That just shows you how much. And she said she's never had, a husband, never had kids.
Mm-hmm.
This is what happens when you mess with dudes. Like, your whole world. Like, you're 106. You're willing to ruin that whole track record for a dude.
She made it. I believe his dick was probably 2 bombs. That's why she was
good
like, I
dick
gotta,
makes you crazy.
I gotta husband it up.
It makes you like, I'm just gonna die. Like, you know, if he's gonna go, fuck it. I'm just gonna go.
I don't need anything else. Speaking of what you just said, so a couple of centenarian women, people who live to 100 women, say that the secret to living is no men. So we got Jessie Galan, 109, that's when she died, of Scotland, who said, it's funny. At first she was like, the secret is no men. But the year before that she was like, it's eating porridge every day. Like, bitch. The fuck is you talking about? Give me some real stats. I'm trying to live.
She's 109, man.
Like, it's porridge. It's,
you can't be asked.
It's men.
They probably grilled her like, how do you live this long? She's like, look, it's porridge, man. Porridge.
She just looked around the room. The first thing she saw. Marker. Shirt. Men. Porridge. No shade, Jesse. R.I.P. Then we've got Emma Morano, 115, from Italy, who said it was 3 raw eggs a day and staying single.
3 raw eggs a day. That
my dad used to make me drink raw eggs.
How was it?
It was okay. He would mix it with orange juice. It was when I was running track, and he was like, "Yeah, you're gonna be the best runner ever." I sucked. He didn't know what he was. That's because I didn't apply myself.
And that's how you live to be 115.
Speaking of eggs, we must talk about this. Did you see the Brian Pumper egg video?
No. Get the fuck out of here.
What, it's like a vine. He makes himself relevant. And that's why I appreciate him. He was like fucking this white girl or maybe like white Hispanic girl from the back. And all of a sudden an egg comes out and he just cracks it on her head. That's It's 6 seconds long.
But where did the egg come from? Where was he holding it? Was he?
We don't know.
Oh, wow.
Because of the frame. We couldn't see.
Oh, that's. They're just really trying to spice it up, like, in porn. It's like, watch Brian Pumper crack egg on.
He like, makes a full omelet. Like, he cracks the eggs and puts some Lowry's into it. Or some adobo or some shit.
How do you make your eggs?
I put Lowry's.
Yeah. No, I've seen a lot of people put, like, salt and pepper, and it bothers me.
That's
I'm just like.
That's white people. Oh, no.
You just. Oh, shit. He's giving me the look like. Throw some onions on there or something, man.
Yeah, I jazzed that shit the fuck up. I've been making like Southwestern omelets. Like, let me get some avocados, some black beans.
It's like those tasty videos. Some cumin. Like raw chicken with like salt
that chicken
and
looking
pepper.
So white and nasty.
That's it.
That is disgusting.
I guess eggs is a little more like it's like you eat eggs in like 2 bites. You're not eating eggs for like a whole meal, you know?
If you're trying to get your protein up. I have like 3 eggs in
the
morning.
Have them raw so you can live to be 150.
Yes, and no men.
I do think that we are starting the right debate by saying Do fathers have a place?
The bill that would require women to get abortion permission slips from their partners advances in an Oklahoma court. And I just think this is important to talk about because the abortion climate is getting too hot.
It's getting too hot. And it's so weird. Like, why did... It's like a whole bunch of white dudes just really pissed.
Yeah, like, why are they so mad? Like, why do they care?
Abortions!
You can't do that!
You can't sleep! Like,
it's like... It's very odd.
It doesn't make any sense. Happened. Like,
I mean, they've always been this way, but yeah, I don't get why they were ever this way. I guess controlling. I guess, you know, if you don't like black people, you don't want them to reproduce.
That's true. I was like, my mom listens to this radio all day. I mean, like, NPR. It's always on. Mm-hmm. No, I don't know what it is. Honestly, I could not tell you what on the FM. It's probably AM. Let's be real.
Yeah.
But it's just like, all day, and I wonder what she gets. Whatever,
it's all day, like, Trump news.
Trump
news.
My
dad does the exact same thing.
She goes to sleep with it on. Yeah. Anyway, so it's like
my dad actually called it his favorite pastime the other day, and I was like, "At least you're aware."
She lays in bed, listen to this, and it's just like these guys going like on and on about their, you know, abortion, and just I'm like, "Why are you doing this?" Mom is a black woman.
Maybe
I'm
your
so
mom
confused.
Is a masochist.
Yeah, you know.
Well, no. Is that a sadist? You like the pain?
Masochist. No. Yeah, masochist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe your mom's into some kinky
shit. She just sits
there
and, like, I don't know if it's different programming when she's not home or...
Mm-hmm. Like, it just comes on when she's
home,
there?
Yeah. It's just like, oh, you know, they're sitting here, permission for abortion, and they're just so pissed, like, all day, and people are calling in going like, yeah, I don't like what they're doing with abortion, man, planned abortion, and I'm
oh,
like,
she's listening to that kind of shit. Iverson, my dad is not listening.
No, all fucking day.
Wow.
But it, I mean.
Is she anti-abortion?
I don't, me and my mom have a weird relationship, so I haven't, it's not a conversation, like, I was like, hey, mom.
Yeah,
you pass me the banana, and also, like, do you have a thing against abortion? Huh. You know, like, it's just not a conversation we've ever had, but based off of her listening preferences, I'm gonna go with yeah.
Maybe she's trying to send signals. Don't have no abortions up in here, bitch. Yeah, no wire weird. Hangers. Was that a dark joke?
That was terrible. I'm not co-signing that. Everyone,
but that's when you use humor to bring about awareness.
Of course, no, I was just kidding.
That's what's gonna happen if we make abortions illegal,
because people really did that,
and
it's
they
not
will,
even a joke.
And they still do.
Yeah,
niggas will die. Maybe that's what they want.
Yeah.
So about this story,
niggas will die.
So this is House Bill. Why did I write that? House Bill 1441 that would stop an abortion if the father does not agree with it. So basically, the woman has to bring in, if she wants an abortion, she has to bring in written proof that said man is the father and written proof that he's like, yeah, let's bitch kill that baby.
That's mad steps, man. Like, first of all, we already have a whole show dedicated to people trying to find the father.
Are we talking about Maury?
You know we're talking about Maury. So now you're telling me I gotta find
you know we're
dude.
Talking about Maury. Bitch, I don't watch Maury. I might be home every day at 11 a.m., but I don't watch that.
It's just pop culture. You know it.
Yeah,
like,
I do.
It's like you're already... Now you have to find the dude,
wherever
he is.
Exactly.
Then you have to get him to sign... Like, hey, can you sign this paper?
Yeah.
You know?
I really don't like that because there's a lot of ain't shit niggas in
the
world. So, I don't know. My first thing about this, although you brought it up to me earlier today, was like, this does not apply to women who've been raped and are victims of incest. But if you're
and
just...
And they can't have the baby for health reasons. I mean, at least they thought
that
of
too,
that.
That
you
niggas
know.
Might repeal that shit in a little bit if this passes. But I feel like this won't pass because it violates the Constitution. But the main thing about it that scares me is, like, let's say, like, you're in a situation with with an abusive partner or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and he rapes you, and he's like, don't tell anybody because I'll kill you, which is what abusive partners do. So you don't tell anyone. And then, like, a month, 2 months later, you're pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck are you going to do? And he doesn't want you to have that abortion because he wants you forever because he's an abusive ass nigga.
Yeah.
And I don't mean nigga like black men. I'm not slandering black men.
Guys, nigga is just the word for everyone. It's not even.
I'm from New York.
Yeah.
It's like Tim's, nigga.
Dead ass.
Nike tech suits, dead ass.
You know?
Riding the J train when you don't want to.
I've never said the one thing that people think that New Yorkers say is like, all right, so boom. I've never said
so
that.
Boom.
Yeah,
I don't
it's
like
so
when people
weird.
Say that. Like, don't start off the story like that. Just tell me. Akeem does that all the time.
Does he really?
Yeah, and I'm like, what's gonna happen? And it's like, yeah, I got a vaccination today or something, like, really bland. Shut up.
All right, so boom.
Shut up. Yeah. All right, so boom, this violates the 14th Amendment. But yeah, so the 14th Amendment apparently says, because like we went to the same high school, what is the 14th Amendment? I don't know.
Breakfast I had, I think, like I don't.
I had a pork chop.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
Really?
I have weird things for breakfast because.
What time do you wake up?
Well,
apparently 5
what
a.m.,
time? Do, no, that's when I went to sleep.
Yeah.
I wake up at like 11 and then it's like, I'm really bored. I gotta Emeril Lagasse this shit. I had it crazy in here. Sorry. I made a really bad waffle today.
And a pork chop.
Yeah, it's crazy. But I just felt it. I felt like I needed
that. Yeah, it's fine.
I so boom. 14th Amendment says, no state may deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of the law. Mm-hmm. And then apparently, like, amendments have clauses, which is when, like, the Supreme Court is like, well, this is what we interpret this to mean, and they'll, like, add shit on. Mm-hmm. So this has a due process clause that the Supreme Court ruled on in 1992, which is happened as a result of the case Planned Parenthood versus Casey, which said that the 14th Amendment includes the ability of women to control their reproductive lives. Oh. So if you're writing something that's like, well, men who these women have sex with can now control their reproductive lives, it's unconstitutional, bitch.
But are we women or just
hosts? Yes. Getting into the man who wrote this, Justin Humphrey, who's a retired corrections officer who's now a representative in the House of Representatives for Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. And then, first of all, it's like, why is a retired corrections officer writing laws about reproductive health?
They're experts.
The fuck do you know? Like, what did you do in that prison? He might have raped an inmate. Sorry to bring it there.
Oh,
but
my
like,
God.
I don't.
No,
I don't
yeah.
feel anything good about
yeah.
correction officers.
Like, you're apparent. Just, I can't take it serious. That's why I'm laughing. Like,
I just think
a
porn
officer.
Stash from I was about to say Interpol Uprising, Orange is the New Black. Black.
Yeah, you know, that's like him. You know, hey,
exactly.
You host,
exactly. He would say that. Porn Stash would say stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, in regards to this man who wrote this shitty bill, when asked by reporters, he was like, the thing that I wanted to spark in a debate is that fathers have a role. Exactly where that role is, I'm not sure.
Great.
Nigga.
Great speech.
That's it?
That was beautiful.
Have you done any research? He's just like, think about the fathers. And he wrote a whole bill based on that one thought that he had.
And then he
no
like
research,
ratted
nothing.
Himself out like, think about the fathers. I don't know where you're going to fit them there. But think about it first. Okay?
It almost seems like a Family Guy skit.
Yeah.
It's so dumb. And then he said this other really long thing that I will read. I understand that they feel like that is their body. It is their body. Like, I don't feel like that. This is my actual body. Thank you,
might
Justin.
Think.
I know you might think that that belongs to you because, you know, you're like in it, like your consciousness is in it, but whatever. It ain't yours. I feel like, who cares what you feel? I feel like it is a separate, what I call the term is you're a host. And then we get into this weird, like, sci-fi bullshit. And, you know, when you enter into a relationship, you're going to be that host. And so, you know, if you pre-know that, then take all precautions and don't get pregnant. What is pre-know?
When
have you ever heard pre-know?
First of all, pre-know.
It's all bad.
It's
none of it makes any sense.
You got to know that as soon as you start dating someone, you're
I'm
going to
be
host.
Exactly.
That's
oh,
it.
Man,
you're a shell.
Bae, let me be your host.
That's it.
Let me be your host for this Valentine's Day.
You got a preno.
I got a preno. So crazy.
Yeah. I mean, that's to be expected. I don't see anything wrong with that. It seems legit.
How many men have you hosted in your lifetime? I've been around the block. I'm a well-known
too
host
many.
In these streets.
Too many.
So that's where I'm at. I'm like, hey, your body is your body and be responsible with it. But after you're irresponsible, then don't claim, well, I can just go and do this with another body when you're the host and you invited that in.
I wish this was like there was audio to this because
yeah,
I want to know
how dumb he sounds.
It's so
I was probably more eloquent than he was.
Yeah, no, I mean they
the,
had
you
to
know, the
I feel bad
the pre-host,
for the reporters the reporters had to like make sense of it like are we really writing this in the article? Yeah,
and that's
man,
why
that's
this is
said.
All like a dystopian like novel.
Yeah, but there is a book. You know the book,
what
the host. Wow. It's, I swear to you, I thought you were doing it. No. There's a book called The Host.
Who's it by?
And, well, okay. Stephanie. The chick from Twilight.
No. So it's a bad book.
And it's a dystopian, like, future where
women are hosts.
Well, everyone's a host.
Oh, okay. But they pre-know that they're hosts. So yeah. It's okay.
No, they, well, no. They fucked up and didn't know they were, pre-know.
Oh, damn.
It just, like, takes them by surprise, and they're literally, like, hosting alien bodies. So
that's
what he's drawing off of. We need to know that.
Maybe he's a big Stephanie Meyer fan.
Maybe.
Maybe he has, like, Edward Cullen posters all over his wall.
I just don't get it.
I pre-know that shit. It's just dumb. It's just all really bad.
Yeah.
What else?
This is someone, like, that was, they elect the House of Representatives, right?
Yeah. And that's another point that I wanted to touch on. I feel like as New Yorkers, we kind of know how our people in the House are going to vote because it's like so Democratic here. Yeah. But if you're in like some middle states, make sure you vote for your fucking...
Because like, it could go either way.
Exactly, exactly. And you don't want this person in charge of your body or like people you care about's body. So I think those, you know, midterm elections are coming up next year.
Pre-know who you're going to vote for before you get in there.
Exactly. Moving on to other sad shit.
Trigger warning for homo antagonism.
There have been 9 attacks on gay bars or gay patrons since the Orlando tragedy, the Orlando Pulse tragedy. This is based on an article on unicornbooty.com, which is more notable than the Washington Post.
There's
the Huffington Post.
The light at the end of the tunnel, I guess. I mean, it's a sad topic, but that name.
Unicorn booty? I mean, come on.
It's amazing.
That's what I call my ass. What do you call yours?
The host.
That is funny. That's good shit. Apparently last week there was an attack involving a tear gas canister at an LGBT party in Serbia. So the author of this article was just like, let me use Google News and see what the fuck is going on. And they found 9 or I guess 8 other attacks on like gay bars since Pulse. And Pulse happened in July.
Something
like that, like in the summer. So just to name a few, I won't read them all here, but you guys can go to the article, which I'll link to. Yeah. June 12th, 2016. Oh, so I guess it happened before June 12th, maybe like the beginning of June.
Yeah,
probably happened around Pride Week, and that's why they were having those. So like the beginning of June,
it happened right before Pride Week.
That is so crazy.
It was like being a huge thing that
a rallying
point.
Definitely
happened right before.
What an asshole! Fuck Omar Mateen. But June 12, 2016, a 19-year-old shot a patron standing outside the Paradise nightclub in California with a paintball gun, which is, he's a little shit.
Yeah.
He's a little dickhead.
At least,
he's like one of those guys in high school who was like, fuck Black Lives Matter, gay people, oh my God.
This is another thing, like, with the same thing with gay people, the same thing with, like, white men dictating what people do with their bodies. I just don't.
Exactly.
Why do you care that much? Why does it bother you so much?
This is literally not you.
And it bothers you.
You're not having sex with these people.
It bothers you so much that you'd, like, kill somebody. People.
That's really disturbing. It doesn't make any sense.
I've never cared so much about another person, about anything that anyone's doing.
I don't care about anything.
Outside
of
anything.
Not even this podcast.
Why are we here?
Not even my... I was thinking about that last night. I was like, damn, the world is definitely going to end in like 50 years. So why am I doing this?
It was 6 years, man. I
like to be hopeful.
50 years is good.
At the end of this episode, it'll be like 200 and that's all I'll give you.
Yeah.
We also got August 24th, a 62-year-old. And it's like, do something better with your life. Like, come on. Yeah. You're halfway there. Fucking
be
married
at 106-year-old.
Exactly. Be like Jacob.
Yeah.
A 62-year-old man put hydrochloric acid into a lube dispenser at a gay sex club. Wow. You know, when I first read this, I thought he put it into a soap dispenser.
No,
but he
lube.
Was coming for blood.
It was lube.
He was fucked up.
Okay.
You
another
have to really
thing,
think about that.
Where are people? That's my point. Where are people getting gas canisters and hydrochloric acid?
Amazon.com, my friend.
Shit. I feel so.
I have
bad
my own
laughing,
storage
but...
of tear gas canisters and hydrochloric acid. You think that's wine you're drinking?
I did notice an aftertaste.
You're mine forever. You are the coho.
Forever.
Exactly. January 16th, 2017, quite recent, 5 people were killed by a gunman at a gay-friendly nightclub in Playa del Carmen, Mexico, which is like the saddest one. I think that's the one that actually caused casualties in these 9. But Niggas is fucked up.
It's just so fucked up to me. Like, in general, just like, okay, murder, bad, you know, we all know that. But, like, just based off of, again, like, someone's skin color, someone's, like, preference of who they want to get in bed with. That's all it is. It's really, like, it's literally somebody nothing just else. Wanting to love somebody else. That's it. There's no kind of, like,
there's no incentive. I'm trying like, to wrap no my head around you. It's funny because, you know, sometimes people say, like, gay people are, like, the downfall of civilization because they're not, like, reproducing. We have too many people in this world.
Way too many.
There's like about to be 8 billion people, and we can't sustain all of that, first of all. But second of all, like, there's actual people who are jeopardizing the state of this world.
Yeah.
Like, big oil companies who are, like, polluting the environment every day.
And you're concerned about them.
Yeah. Not saying that you should, but wink, wink, nudge, nudge if you want to do it. Another point on this is that, like, in response to Pulse, another thing in general is that there have been 8 Orlando-style threats.
Like, being called in.
Yeah, exactly, to random gay nightclubs since Pulse, which is, like, you gotta have a lot of fucking gall for that.
Honestly, this type of shit makes me scared, and it sucks because...
As you should be. Like, rightfully so.
When they came out with, like, Batman, remember, this is so old, but remember when...
That guy shot up the movie theater?
He shot up the movie theater. Every time I go to the movie theater, I swear to you, I look and I'm like...
That's why you got to go to the black movie theaters.
There's
the
exit sign, there's the... Yeah. There are black movies... No, because I don't want to sit there and they're like, yo, nigga, run! I don't want to hear that!
Another point. So, in response to the attacks and these threats, gay nightclubs have been upping their security.
Yeah.
But this, as this article mentions, that's kind of like a hard spot to be in for undocumented people because, you know, niggas is getting fucking deported left and right.
Yeah.
And now we have a bunch of security at the only place where I can have fun and be safe as, like, an LGBT individual. And that sucks.
We're just, I think we're slowly losing places where we can be ourselves and just be, like, free.
Yeah.
And I don't mean we, like, you know, straight people, but I just mean, like, I mean people in general. Mm-hmm. It's just, like, there's a rule to
the
everything.
The oppressed minority.
And, you know? And we like to praise ourselves, like, oh, the millennials. Mm-hmm. Are we millennials?
Yeah.
We are? Cool.
As opposed to what, millenniums? Because that's
not
a thing.
No, there's like...
As a year. Get out of here.
No, I don't know. You know, there's like baby boomers.
No, we're... We are millennials.
You know, we'd like to think
of
ourselves...
We are also Generation Y.
Generation Z. They're nothing but assholes. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
Here's my iPad and my other iPad. Leave me the fuck alone. Why do you have that many iPads?
Yeah.
You're 8. Get out.
I don't even have a fucking iPad now.
And I have a Kindle.
I have a Kindle too.
Kindle
and I don't even have the tablet one. I have the fucking,
like,
it's a book. That's it.
You have the first Kindle. You have a Nook. They don't make those anymore.
They don't make Nooks. I don't think
they make Nooks anymore.
Yeah,
I mean, Barnes and Noble even exist?
Trigger warning for police brutality.
Moving on to another sad story, another one. Cops electrocute pregnant teen because she asked them for a search warrant. NYP, steady fucking up.
Yeah.
Nothing has gotten better.
I was watching that video and it made me, and I have a strong stomach, but that was like making me a little sick.
That was disturbing.
She was screaming.
Yeah,
was
at the, like, top of her lungs with, like, 40 police officers next to her.
There were so many police officers in that hallway. I'm like, was anybody really that threatened? But go ahead.
No, definitely not. So this happened in an apartment building in the Bronx. Daylene Rosario, 17-year-old girl, 14 weeks pregnant. So she was in the apartment with her boyfriend and her sister and her sister's boyfriend.
Yeah.
These niggas was playing 2K or something like that. They got into a little kerfuffle, I guess. It was too crazy. They couldn't deal with it.
Kerfuffle is the best word I've ever heard.
They were fighting over a video game. So the cops were already in the building, but I guess they heard the kerfuffle or maybe someone called them about it. And they came over and they were like, we got to get in here.
Yeah.
We got to get next on these keys. 2K, you and me. And Daylene was like, nah, nigga, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That's my Xbox in there. Yeah. You can't play this. I need a search warrant. And they were like... pissed about that, I guess.
Yeah.
So she goes outside to get some air because, you know, you're pregnant. You need some air. I guess that's what happens when you're pregnant.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't want to know. Let's just assume.
She needed some air. And then when she goes outside, the cops are already pissed. Okay, well, after she said no to them getting the warrant, or no, that they couldn't come in and that they needed a warrant, they called for backup.
Yeah.
So at some point, there's 40 officers outside, and I really don't understand why. I feel like there's something deeper going on.
I was about to say, I want to know the thought process between, no, you need a search warrant, and all right, we got someone here that we need 40 officers exactly. in this tight hallway.
A 17-year-old girl.
Because I'm scared for my life.
I feel like maybe it was like there were undocumented people inside, or there was like they suspected that there were drugs inside, and they just wanted to get, you know, cops are assholes.
Yeah.
They just want to get that fucking one call or whatever. They
couldn't even, if you look at the video, mm-hmm. and it's just like, there's no, what were you going to get done? You'd probably end up shooting one of your own if you ever had to get to that.
It was too crazy.
It was so many tight, there. Yeah. You know?
So she goes outside to get some air, and one of the cops grabs her or whatever and is like, mm-hmm. what did they say to her? Since you're refusing.
Yeah.
Being an asshole. And then one of the cops is like still grabbing her arm, and she's like, ow, you're hurting me because you're fucking twisting my arm. You're a big ass nigga. Ow, you're hurting me or whatever. What else does she say? Why is he pulling my arm? Stop hurting me. And then at some point she says, I'm pregnant. Stop. Why is he pushing me?
Yeah.
And then they're like she's like moving through the sea of cops.
Yeah.
And then one plainclothes officer just takes out a taser and tases her. And I'm like, why did he need to do that?
And it's crazy because it's on video and you're just sitting there just... Some of the cops the look weird confused. Way he
They're just like, dumb right wait, after. What? Honestly, the way he pulls out the taser, it's like he pulls out a cell phone. He's like, I don't know, should I do this?
Fuck it.
And everybody looks dumb afterwards, but she's like on the floor crying.
Yeah.
Like, I would laugh at them, but she was like fucking in pain.
Yeah.
And she's like, what? Why did you do that? Ow, 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 ow. And there's like other people filming or whatever. And the guy who's filming in another apartment is like getting too close, aka... recording it.
Yeah.
And this cop is like, get back.
But he really means close the door.
Yeah, exactly. He really means stop recording because this makes us all look bad. And it's just so dumb, like after she's on the floor crying and all the cops are just looking around like, what?
I just feel like a requirement as a cop is to not be a pussy. Is that not a thing?
You know, that pension is good though, and a lot of pussies need
like,
pensions.
Why are you so scared? Why does everything scare them so much? I'm like, and I think somebody like my communications classes come in handy sometimes, but
good.
Somebody, yeah, they do. Sometimes you can pull them out. like there was this girl in my class who was just thinking like, or, and I've heard it a lot, you mm-hmm. need to train them to be in these types of areas. Like if you're coming from the outside, like let's say you're coming from the middle of West Bubblefuck or whatever, mm-hmm. and you're coming to New York.
Yeah.
Like a whole bunch of people standing on the corner, like Eric Garner, like mm-hmm. a dude, like just selling something on the corner.
You should be from these neighborhoods.
That's something honestly. That we walk past every day, and that's just normal.
Exactly.
Like, and then for somebody coming out, if that's perceived as threatening, you mm-hmm. know, they're not even trying to figure out what's going on in this neighborhood. You know, more power to the cops who know people on the corner. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, he's always selling those. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And they just leave him alone.
Yeah.
But, you know, how is that threatening that mm-hmm. a woman is just like, you need a search warrant? She's exercising her rights as
literally,
a citizen.
She was
like,
she was performing the law.
And the fact that, like, he pulls her out and says, you know, since you want to resist,
mm-hmm.
come on.
Yeah.
He knew. Sometimes I just think it's like, cops are human and we forget that. And mm-hmm. there are some assholes out there.
Exactly.
And they're the ones behind the, you know, behind the shield, behind the mm-hmm. badge and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And we get some assholes and it's an unfortunate situation. Fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Like,
we get some assholes and then we also get like 25 people who are just looking around. Like, if you saw that guy pulling out his taser, you should have been like, don't tase that girl. She just said she's pregnant. And then also don't tase that girl because there's like 40 of us here.
Yeah.
So what the fuck?
She was already on the ground practically.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just like, let's just tase her.
None of that needed to happen. And then also, you didn't have a warrant.
Yeah.
So honestly, you should have just left. Well, you know, fuck that.
Fuck that.
That's it for fuck that. We were going to talk about Hurt Bay, but now we're not.
No.
Yeah, because you've all seen it.
Yeah.
We recorded this 4 days earlier.
We've all talked about it.
Let's talk about fuck it. Thank you. Topic of the day, and today we're talking about pansexuality.
Pansexuality.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a nice groove.
Would you like to define it, or would you like me to define
it? I don't have the textbook definition.
All right, but what does it mean to you?
What does it mean to me?
Ultimately, that's what matters.
So, I honestly, from a personal perspective, it's just about, like, freedom, I guess, would be the... If you have to put a word on freedom is what I would say. It's just mm-hmm. like people are like, oh, I'm a sapiosexual. Like, you know, that means, you know, you only dig somebody like for smart people and stuff.
I think
that.
That's dumb. I don't believe in that.
Okay.
I feel like only assholes use that term.
Or hoteps.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Aren't those words synonymous with one another now at this point? But
that's how hoteps speak.
Anyway. But it's just about like liking somebody because it's not about, oh, you're a guy. Like, it's not those steps. It's just like, I like the way you make me feel, your vibe, I'm digging it, you know, like, and that's it. And you know, I might find out later that looks are different than what they really are, maybe. Mm-hmm. You know, transgender, who knows. Mm-hmm. But it's just, if I'm feeling you or something like that, that's just what's more important to me. That's, and it doesn't cool. matter.
Yeah. When did you like come to this realization, or did you always feel like that? And then
when I was a douchebag when I was a kid, and this is a disclaimer, because I was one of those kids that like always tried to go with the flow. And I think at one point
that's
in time,
a lot
like,
of kids do.
I think at one point in time we were all talking about like, we just learned what being bisexual was. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the first step. Like, and I was like, I'm bisexual too, you know. This is
that's funny.
And like, my friends were like, we're all bisexual. But I thought that, you know, if I say I am, then I am. As a kid, this is like,
how old were you? You were six?
No, I knew about sex a long time. I was
me too, but I wasn't like saying I was bisexual.
No. This was like seventh grade.
Oh,
this
okay.
Like seventh grade. But when I first realized that it was actually like something real for me, is I had this huge crush on, I'm not gonna say her name because I think I have her on Facebook. But in high
Outer.
School. Yeah.
Outer. High school.
No, no,
now
high school. Yeah.
Who was that? I'll cut it out, I promise.
No, I think her name was whatever. She was Asian. She was in my English class. I just knew it was more than just like, you know, because you might look, because now, you know, every ass that passes by me is getting looked at. It's the truth. But at one point in time, it was just like, why I feel the same way that I would about everyone else feeling about a guy, I feel about her, you know? Mm-hmm. And for me, it was just like, had nothing to do with, oh, she's a girl, so I like her because of this. It was just mm-hmm. like,
I like her.
Yeah, I like her.
Or I like this person.
Yeah. And then the reason why I feel like this is, we could talk about this. Fuck it. The reason why I feel like it was more than just being bisexual mm-hmm. is like, because I'm also bisexual, because you can be both. I mean, they say that, whatever, mm-hmm. but it's, of course, but I watched some crazy ass porn and I like it.
Yeah.
So it's
crazy
like
ass porn. Is
it's
good.
Like a lot of different stuff, and yeah. it's like, it doesn't, it's
just
of,
all hot.
Yeah, all of it.
You're looking at all of them.
Yeah. So
what if
exactly.
doesn't have an ass?
Then you're not. That's my limit as a pansexual.
Damn.
If you don't have an ass, I'm just kidding.
Up. That's fucked up.
I like ass.
I like butts.
And you know, boobs are, they don't do anything for me.
Okay. Wow.
It's weird.
You just like butts.
I like butt.
Do you like vaginas?
I like vaginas.
Do you like
I mean,
penises?
I've never honestly, and this is why I feel so annoyed by people, because they try and discredit you if you've never like
been
gone
with,
that way. But mm-hmm. as a person, I've only been in two relationships,
mm-hmm.
two long relationships,
yeah.
4 years. So
honestly,
like a
you
lot,
probably
of,
know a lot more about sex, love, and dating than most people.
Yeah, but it's like both of those relationships were guys with
yeah.
with cis men. That's
yeah.
the word to use now.
Ancient niggas, as we like to call
yeah,
them.
Exactly. But with cis men, so it's like, that's my... Did you snort?
Sorry.
I thought it was just me. I snort so bad. I've been holding it in. But yeah, so that's my experience. So I've never like gotten down in some puss.
We can take this outside if you want.
Outside? It's cold as fuck out there. But your house... It's cold, guys.
33 degrees.
Yeah,
but vagina's frozen. Continue.
But I've never like done that. But I've made out with a girl. Mm-hmm. I've made out with a guy. I've mm-hmm. you know, obviously,
mm-hmm.
I've made out with myself.
Okay.
Don't ask me to look over.
Don't
like,
ask me
to like what the fuck?
What are you talking about?
No, but I've never gone that. But I'd be open to it. I mean, mm-hmm. if I like somebody enough.
Cool.
For me, it's always been like. Like, you could be not even ugly, but like, it's just, I don't really care so much about the way that somebody looked rather than the way that they feel. They made me feel. So that goes down to everything. Oh, yeah. It matters.
This is why people like think pansexual people are just so nice.
Yeah, because we're just like, no, true. I'm an asshole. No, I'm an asshole, guys. Please. Oh my God.
That's okay.
I get like one of two asses. Booty.
Yeah.
But I get one of two things when people meet me, and it's always either, wow, you're so much less of an asshole than I thought you were. Or like, I thought you were nice. No one ever knows which one it is. But funny. The right answer is I'm an asshole. And that's okay.
I love it.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get into the textbook definition and all that boring shit, but that you need to understand. Because I feel like people are like, well, why is it not bisexual?
Yeah.
How is it not the same thing?
Yeah.
Let's get into it. So textbook wise, aka Wikipedia, because that's the only textbook I can afford. Pansexuality or omnisexuality is the sexual, romantic, or emotional attraction towards people regardless of their sex or gender identity.
Mm-hmm.
And then one might think, isn't that what bisexuality is? But then we need to get into sex and gender, bitches, because that matters, and like what gender is. So sex is the term we use to categorize many species, but we're talking about humans today, so that we use to categorize humans based on biological characteristics, including chromosomes, which is, you know, your XX or your XY, hormonal profiles, which is like, I have a lot of testosterone, I have a lot of estrogen, I have a lot of progesterone or whatever, and internal and external sex organs, like your ovaries, your testes, your penis, your vagina, your labia, your scrotum. So based on all of that stuff, Rodecca gets wine.
Bitch. I'm reaching for the wine, guys.
Based on all of that stuff, scientists categorize us into male, female, or intersex. There's really not much else you can do. I guess you can like break down different intersex people. Like if you have, you could have you could have an XY chromosome and also like, or XY chromosomes and like a penis. No, a vagina. Okay. Well, yeah, that's sex. Gender is something totally different. Gender is related to having masculine, female, both, or neither qualities. And then we get into like gender identity, which is what people say that their gender is based on how they feel about those masculine, female, whatever qualities. So there are many, many genders because of this. So we've got more than your man and your woman. We've got cisgender men, transgender men, transgender women, transgender men, demigender people, which is like, I feel mostly like a woman, and then I have these qualities that are manly that like shift. We have gender fluid people who are sometimes men and sometimes women.
Yeah.
We have genderless people who don't identify as man or woman.
Yeah.
I think there's like 54 on Facebook now that you can identify as.
That's amazing.
So good for
Facebook.
So because of all this, and I want to do an episode about gender later, but because of all this, we have the term pansexual, because pansexual means all because of pan, and bisexual means two.
Yeah.
So by the standard definition, bisexual originally meant I like men and women.
Yeah.
And now we have a more complicated term of what, or view of what gender is, so there can be more than men and women. So like, well, the bi, go ahead.
I was going to say that's kind of like, you know, there's this debate where why do women like women that dress like men?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, that's like in their own. A lot of the times it's more simple than that. It's just like some lesbians like to, some women, fuck, they don't even have to be lesbian. Just some people like to dress like another gender, or maybe they just like to dress more masculine.
Mm-hmm.
But for them, it's like, oh, well, you can't be lesbian. You can't like men. I mean, you can't like women if you like women that dress like men. You must only like men, and you're confused.
Mm-hmm.
In a way, you can say, like, that's being pansexual, because you don't give a fuck. Like, it's just like, if you happen to dress like a guy and you're a cool person, like, and that's why people love us, because we're the people who are, like, the most chill. It's like, oh, you got a dick under there? Okay.
Well, I feel like that's not quite pansexual, although someone who does like that can be pansexual. Yeah, yeah. That's just like, I'm attracted to masculine people.
Yeah.
No matter what their gender.
Yeah.
But pansexual is like, I'm attracted to any gender presentation that there could ever be.
Yeah.
So
depends on the person.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you for correcting me. Bitch. I don't want to get anybody fucking pissed off or anything like that.
I don't think anybody, like, we've never had any, like, crazy feedback. When I'm wrong or when Shanika's wrong, people will just be like, hey, that's wrong.
That's great.
Yeah.
Because I don't want any, like, white guys mad at me about abortions or anything.
So. That will definitely happen.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, so I feel like that's a good definition of pansexuality versus bisexuality. So so getting a little bit more into pansexuality. You guys, this flag is ugly. I'm sorry.
I don't like it.
It's what is it? Pink, yellow, blue?
I don't like any of those colors.
You don't even like blue?
I don't. Blue is okay. My favorite, there's not like, you know.
What is your favorite color?
My favorite green. Colors are green. Still. I'm faithful to it. Green. Look at me.
Yeah.
Wearing green. I'm wearing green, guys.
I have green pants on.
Look. You knew I was coming.
Continue.
But green and purple. I added purple.
Oh. We have a purple in a row shirt. Yeah. I like it. Yeah. So it's pink on yellow on blue, which symbolizes blue for men, pink for women, which kind of is a little bit too on the nose, and then yellow for everyone in between.
Yeah.
Bad choice, but
terrible.
Thanks, guys. Literally means you're attracted to everything. The prefix pan. It is also known as omnisexuality, which is also like all sexuality. Mm-hmm. And then the American Institute of Bisexuality had some beef because they were like, you know, technically you're also bisexual because bisexual means you're attracted to two genders. So if you're attracted to all, then you're definitely attracted to two.
I think people are always, it's true.
Yeah.
But I think that people just have to put a label on something. Yeah. They have to make sense of something. If you got to give me a textbook of this, like, yeah, you're also bisexual. Okay, fine. If that helps you sleep at night knowing that I'm also bisexual, then I appreciate it.
I feel like we need to have all of these labels because there are people who are oppressed against.
Yeah.
And these labels like bring about awareness of the fact that different people exist. But in an ideal world, it would just be like, fuck whoever you want to fuck as long as they're a consenting individual. Like your gender can be, like there should just be no word for gender. Like just present how you want to present.
Which is my definition and why my ideology.
Ideology.
There you go.
Do you need a textbook?
I need a
Should
lot of
Should we go back
things.
To school? Oh, no. I don't know what to tell you. So I did a little bit more Wikipedia research into that. And then I found out the bisexual institution weren't just being assholes. I feel like they get a bad name.
Yeah.
Because they're called bisexuals or people identify as bisexuals. And people feel like they're reinforcing the gender binary.
Yeah.
But like I feel like now people are like expanding that to mean two or more genders and stuff like that. And then also, even if like... I'm pretty sure I'm only attracted to, this is where it gets weird.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm only romantically attracted to men,
but
I don't know.
Now I'm just I don't know. Also, I'm sexually attracted to, like
I'm
I
sexually
said,
attracted to everyone.
Everyone. All. There are no restrictions.
But I've never had like real romantic
Same
feelings
with
for
me.
A woman.
Well, no, I have. But I mean, yeah, I was going to say I've never done it. But I mean, maybe I don't I don't like women, but maybe women are annoying like to be with.
Oh no.
No,
are
seriously.
You calling me out?
No, cuz I'm annoying.
You don't love
I mean
me.
If from I love you. You. I love you. I just mean for like myself, like I'm just like, damn, like dudes have to do with a lot. No. And again, there's a flip side. I just mean me personally.
Okay.
I can be
cuz women have to deal with a lot.
Yeah, no.
Probably more, but like if you're
Hurt bae.
If you've been exactly.
Yeah.
But if you've been accustomed to dealing with men your whole life, then you know how to like finesse this shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe I wouldn't be good. Like, women wouldn't like me.
I get
me.
That. I
That's
get
what
that.
I mean.
But my original point was, like, as a person, as a heterosexual person, that's what I'm calling myself right now. I don't think I'm reinforcing the gender binary just because I'm personally attracted to one gender.
Yeah.
So there might be people who are only attracted to two genders. I don't think they're reinforcing the gender binary by doing that.
I think it's also the fact that at one point in time, that was the only thing that really existed to
exactly.
us.
Exactly. So there are, like, tons of people who don't even know what pansexual means at this point.
Yeah.
That's why I gotta listen to this podcast. But, yeah, I feel like the term is kind of, like, inaccessible right now because what the fuck does... Like, if you go to the average person, they're like, what the fuck does that mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah. You guys are dicks, is what I'm saying.
I actually had this
conversation... You're all pompous. I'm a pansexual.
I had this conversation with my best friend, and he was like... You're pansexual. It's like, I mean, I'm looking at the same chicks as you. I'm like, we're all doing. I'm always talking about weird shit. I'm like, I tell you about the porn that I watch and stuff.
Yeah.
And you're looking at me like I'm crazy. Like, is it not shocking to you that there may be more than just heterosexuality going on over here?
And what was his response?
Oh, he didn't give a fuck.
Oh, that's good.
He looks
that's
at guys' asses. He looks at girls'.
Oh, is he also pansexual?
I don't think so. I think he's just cool, which is, I don't think he would never like, I don't know.
Okay, you are what you identify
as. Yeah,
ultimately.
Yeah. I mean, I think the thing that I like about him is like, he, again, like you were saying in an ideal society, it's just like, if you see a nice ass, like no matter who it belongs to, like, all right, that's a nice ass. It's an obligatory nice ass. And he like,
nice ass.
Yeah, you know, you that's
put
it.
The stamp on it.
Exactly. But, you know, for me, I wouldn't be against going further. And that's what makes it different. Like, because, you know, some people might just look at it like, oh, you know, but mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, I'd date someone like that. You know?
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, let's take that and go into some pansexual misconceptions that you may have received, if any.
For me personally, it was his first question was just like, so you just like anything?
just fucking anything.
Just anything with a pulse, without a pulse. Like, that's the thing. Or that it means, and I think that was a part of the article, but it resonated with me too, because it's just like, it means that you're just willing to fuck anything. And I'm like, no, I still have standards. I still like, I would be in a relationship with just one person. It doesn't mean that, like, I'm just, like, fucking anything, you know?
Anything and everything that's
exactly.
coming. Which, there's nothing
like, it just means that I'm open to it. Mm-hmm. It means I'm open to all of it. It doesn't mean that, like, I'm doing all of it. Which is fine.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Do all of it. Stay true to yourself. If you, and that's what I always say. That's my philosophy. Like, just don't do it because you think it's cool or whatever. Like, if you're down to fuck people, like, all the time, like, just say
fuck
it.
People all the
fuck
time.
People all the time. Yeah. I had my phase. I mean, it's not over
we
yet.
We've all had our whole phase. Oh, Rebecca's in her whole phase.
I had a... Hint. You know you're in your whole phase when you're like, how many people did I fuck this week?
Damn, homie. That is good coho fodder. You're looking real good right now. Because I'm not doing anything.
That's real life.
I'm not even having sex. I'm not even masturbating.
What?
I'm just not feeling it. It might be my birth control. I don't know. Or just like, life just sucks. All right. So any other misconceptions that you have personally experienced? If not, I'll read some.
No, let's hear. Maybe I might.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, like you said, pansexual people are more likely to cheat or be promiscuous and things like that, which that's is bullshit. It, I mean, it literally means I like people regardless of their gender, not I like all people who have ever existed in time.
Yeah.
And then also just to note, pansexual only applies to consenting adults. So that's not like kids and your family and animals and
I hope people don't
dead
fucking
bodies
think that.
And stuff.
I hope people haven't gone through this entire podcast thinking like
this bitch.
She likes
she's for kids. Everybody. For everybody.
That's gross.
Yeah. And then also people because pan means all, people confuse it with polyamory. But it's just not the same thing. It's two different definitions. And guys, if you don't know what polyamorous means, I mean, come on. It's been 54 episodes of this bullshit. I'm not going to say it again. Pansexual people are confused and can't pick a side. Have you ever heard that before?
Oh, like, I mean,
you need
even
some
just,
good dick to set you straight.
Yeah, even just being bi, like, bi, people who are bi have to deal with that shit, too. Mm-hmm. It's just like, you can't be both. I think it's easier for women. I think it's easier for us because women are... Like, we're weird. Like, you could be straight as fuck and you're like touching your friend's boob.
Yeah, you could be.
Or you're like,
you could advocate for straight rights and lick pussy at the same time.
Yeah,
and be like, you know, that makes sense. I get that. No one would have any qualms.
Something like that. But, you know, you could see your girlfriends. Like, but I feel like as a guy, like, being polyamorous is really hard. Or being gay is really hard. Anything not
pansexual.
Straight as a guy, pansexual, polyamorous, all of it.
I mean, polyamorous, you can't be straight.
Yeah. No, that's what I mean. Yeah. I meant pansexual. Look at me. I'm fucking up.
This bitch is dumb as fuck.
It's the wine. Don't drink wine. It's relax. No, I'm just kidding. But
it's called relax.
It's called relax. I'm way too relaxed now. I don't know what anything is.
Don't make any sense.
But yeah, being pansexual as a guy, it's just like, you don't know what you're doing, even as a woman, but, you know, it's, you don't know what you're doing. You don't really want it. You have to choose. People just want you to be in a box.
Mm-hmm. Their box.
And they want, fuck that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Do what you want to do.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like that comes from, I don't know, like, the whole thing is that, like, patriarchy enforces the fact that men are on top.
Yeah.
And men are supposed to fuck women. So if you're a man who's getting fucked by a man or who's fucking another man, that's a quote-unquote feminine quality, and that brings you down as a man. I think that's why people shit on gay men, bisexual men, pansexual men,
and
whatever.
People are so big on, like, you know, future generations and making sure it's for procreation and all that type of stuff. But I'm like, what about women who can't produce?
Exactly,
anything?
Who, like, don't have wombs.
Now they're just, they're not hope.
They're
they
not
can't be
hosts. Ugh, I did not pre-know it. I did not foresee it.
They can't. Then they don't matter. If you cannot be a host and you don't pre-know it, you don't matter. So I'm sorry. I don't know. That's it.
I don't know what to tell you.
That's it.
Moving on to other what are these called? Misconceptions. Pansexual people are only saying that because it's in style right now. It's the cool thing to say. Lacey Green said it in a video a couple of years ago.
I think that that can go one of two ways. Mm-hmm. I think that I've always known that I've been attracted to everything, but there wasn't a word for it. Mm-hmm. And actually, the last coming out day, mm-hmm. I Googled the word pansexual because I've always felt that way. But mm-hmm. I Googled it and I was like, I think I pulled a status. I was like, oh, that's what a pansexual is? Well, happy coming. Yeah. That, yeah. And I was like, that's, there you go. You know, it's like for people who, I don't, it's different than something on the outside. Like when you're black, you just know, like, because you're born that way and you look in the mirror and that's what it is. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you can feel that way and you don't know the word for it until the word's there. And then it's looking at you like, that's me. Mm-hmm. I there you go. Mm-hmm. Like as soon as I saw it, I was like, oh, that's what I've always been. Yeah. You know, now I just have a word for it.
Yeah, which the totally makes sense.
The word for it before was bisexual, but before the word bisexual existed, people were just like,
why am I this way?
Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
If anything, it makes it easier. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make it where it's like I'm this because it looks cool. It's like I finally know who I am with a word anyway. You know what I mean? And like, oh, that means that other people, if it's gone as far as to be a word,
people who are
exactly
like me.
Exactly.
That is so nice. Yeah. You guys are so nice.
Yeah. No, I'm an asshole.
Yeah.
I just happen to be, you know, amongst nice people. But me personally, I'm an asshole.
Well, and then I also wanted to say, like, the internet exists. Like, you were able to Google that.
Exactly.
5 years ago, the internet was, like, a little bit more exclusive to people. And then 5 years before, even more so. So, makes sense that it's, quote-unquote, in style now because people know what it is.
Yeah.
And then I guess you touched on this earlier, but when people are like, well, you've only dated cisgender men, so how can you like every gender of people?
You can
be straight and have never dated anybody.
I was just about to say, like, if you've never dated anyone, you don't know what you like. Like,
exactly.
I mean, a part of, like, in terms of certain things, where it's like sex, if you've never had sex before, you don't know exactly what way you like sex, except, like, what you're looking at, like, if you're watching porn and stuff. But, yeah, experience does change certain things, but it doesn't change who you're attracted to at the root of it. Like, that, I think that's it's the opposite. Like, now I know that I'm willing to date certain people, so that might pave the way to certain things. Oh, but it doesn't mean that it's just so happened that I've been in relationships. Girls can call me. You can call me.
Call Rodeca. I mean, we're going to shout out your social media at the end if you like.
We'll do that later, though.
Yeah.
But, okay. Yes.
Wait. This is my show.
This is,
the fuck you mean we'll do that later? Bitch, we'll never do it at all.
I'm just here. I'm nestling my way into your heart.
You just put your flag on it. Fucking colonizer.
If you guys don't like me by now, then I don't know.
Then you never will. No, I think they'll like you. I feel it.
I don't like me.
Oh, no. Then it turns
got
into a therapy.
Too deep. We got too deep.
Moving on to notable pansexuals. I just want to talk about Deadpool, honestly.
I thought that was great.
Yeah, you bought this up. Do you want to talk about
it? I did. But I think it's just like, they were saying that he's just down for whatever.
Yeah.
Like, whoever's there at a time.
He extends into that bestiality.
Yeah.
Because it
gets a little weird with him.
But it's a comic, so that's okay.
But I think it's because his character, like, doesn't die or something like that, right? So he's just
been
there
regenerates.
For, like, forever.
Yeah.
I just think after a while, he just doesn't give a shit. He's just like, all right,
I will put my dick in anything.
Which is already how I feel, and I'm dead on the inside. maybe that's what it is.
You are Deadpool.
Yeah,
I am. Little backstory. So, the writer of Deadpool, what was his name? Jerry Duggan said in a 2013 interview that Deadpool was indeed pansexual. He said Deadpool is whatever sexual inclination his brain tells him he is in that moment, and then the moment passes. And then sadly, like, he wasn't pansexual in the movie.
Yeah.
Until the end credits, where he was just getting hard at everything, and then he jerked off a unicorn.
Well, maybe. Did he? I don't remember that.
Yeah. The cartoon Deadpool was, like, running around.
But you
see, he got a unicorn and he jerked it off and then it exploded rainbows.
So that's making it into something else, because I would not do it with
Are you
unicorn.
Sure?
Remember that unicorn booty? Maybe. That shit, I felt a little bit when
that
I heard
that.
That
is unicorn booty. You and Deadpool have that in common.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, I guess that sucks. But then I think that somebody said that maybe in the next one,
that they might
have,
expand on it. Yeah. Probably. That'd be cool.
Yeah,
be
really I would watch cool. that. I mean,
yeah.
Ryan Reynolds is hot to
he
me.
He is.
So moving on to the next segment, huh? That's it for pansexuality. Got anything else to add?
No, I think, you know, guys who are listening. Did she mention that I was single? I don't know. You know.
You can drop your number if you want.
Nope.
Fuck me. The segment about our lives.
Yeah.
Tell me about your life, your sex life.
You want me, my sex life.
Sex life, dating life. What you were going to talk about. You already had something in mind.
I did. What I wanted to talk about, and this is because life is different for me now in terms of just like kind of figuring out how to date, kind of. Because my first relationship was in high school. And like in high school, you just bump into somebody in the hallway and you're in a relationship.
Yeah.
It's just like.
This is true.
You guys all have the same friends. And then it's like, okay, we're together now.
Yeah.
There was some, there was a tiny degree of complication, but not really. And we all, yeah, my high school, anyway, moving on. Okay. And then in college, I met this guy, and then that situation, guys, you guys have to hear stories, but that one's not good because I don't want her to hear it either. That was bad. I was a terrible, I'm an asshole.
Oh, you were the asshole.
I was the asshole. It was, I was, long story short.
You have 27 minutes.
27 minutes. Long story short, it was a situation where we were all friends, and it was like six of us who were like really close friends. And I was dating my high school boyfriend, and then my soon-to-be boyfriend was dating one of my friends. And like, she would be, guys, this is it. This is when you find out I'm an asshole. So she would like talk to me about like, you know, oh my God, things are not working right in our relationship. Da, da, da. And like, me and him were friends. It was nothing, anything like that. But then, like, you know, get the, I get some, he pursued me. It was weird. Oh. And it was like, he pursued me and I was in a relationship. And I'm like, the one thing I don't do, and this is going to sound terrible, but me personally, I don't cheat. Like, I just like, if I'm not, if I'm with somebody and I feel to the point where I'm cheating or I feel like I'm cheating, I have to reevaluate whether or not I even want to be with that person. And most of the time I just be like, all right, I don't want to do it. I say most of the time, like, I've been in mad relationships. But in that situation, it was like, I'm not going to cheat on him. Da, 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 da. The night that I broke up with him.
Open.
The very same
night.
Wide open. And he was still with her.
But I commend you for that, though. You didn't cause a hurt-based situation.
I
That's
did not.
What you should do.
Because
if you are not feeling like fulfilled in your relationship, talk about it or leave that relationship.
I left the relationship and we broke up. And then I ended up...
Wait, did you say the same night, the next night, or hours later?
No, I mean, like, the same night, and it was 5 p.m. when we broke up. Like, the sun went down, and it was like, oh, shit, I'm single now. And I, but to be fair, I ended up, he was with the girl, and he cheated on her, yes. And then I felt like I told him you had to tell her. So I ended up telling my ex, terrible situation, because he knew them. It was a terrible situation, but I told him. And then my boyfriend at the time, he ends up telling her. And then, like, it was a terrible, terrible situation. But we ended up together for 4 years. So it's not something where I was, like, a side hoe and then, like, nothing happened. We were together for 4 years.
Yeah.
And, but then shit kind of, I felt like I was in a relationship since I was, like, 12. And it was true. I was in a relationship from 13 to 18.
That wasn't, you weren't 12.
I was 13. I started high school at 12.
But you started dating him like sophomore year.
I started dating him the end of freshman year when I was 13.
Oh my God. Okay. That's why you're in your whole face.
Yes.
And then, I get it.
Until I almost turned 18.
Yeah.
And then I started dating my ex from 17 to 21.
That's a solid 9 years. It's like
of
half
dating.
Your life. Yeah.
And then for him, it's fucked up because he's not a bad guy. And I won't talk bad on him, but it was one of those situations where to take it back to self-love, I didn't know myself outside of a relationship. I didn't know what I wanted. I didn't know who I was or what I was attracted to. And it was like, I felt like I looked at him and I'm like, this is the only life I get. Like, this is it. So for me, it was like, do I just continue? And one day, and it's fucked up because his parents had gone through a divorce, and it kind of was like, his mom was a Pisces. I'm very big on astrology. And me and her are the same, though. Like, even outside of that, like, before I knew, it was just a coincidence. And his father and him, he hates it, but he's exactly like his father. And they get a divorce. She leaves him. And she's like, I feel like I wasted my whole life with you. And I'm just like watching. It felt like I was watching my future. And I was like, I don't want to hate him. I don't want to go through all these emotions. And then even if I do, his mom is looking back and she has no time. Like, she's 50. You know? I'm like, I'm 20.
Hey, no. Valda got married at 106 years old.
But I mean, true. You know, you could still, if you could still get it up, your life is good. Like, you could still get it, you know, wet down there.
Yeah.
Maybe not. There's
I mean, I commend her for like, like sorry to his dad or yeah. and him for having to but go through that trauma. But
she
like,
took his her life back.
Yeah, exactly.
But I didn't want to be taking my life back at 50.
At that age, yeah.
I wanted to be living my life at 20, mm-hmm. well, at the time 22. Mm-hmm. So I broke up with him. And then it was just like the dating world is different. It's just,
it's not the same as high school. No.
Yeah, it's different because you're aware of yourself. And this is the one thing that like, and I wanted to touch on this because I feel like a lot of people are afraid to say it. Like, I'm not skinny. I'm like what most people would say overweight or fat. And mm-hmm. like there's no stigma. There's nothing wrong with that. There's no stigma. It becomes a bad word because people are just like, oh, you can't say that about yourself. Like, that's fine. Mm-hmm. It's an adjective. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But there's two, and that's what makes it weird because I have that extraness. Like, I know myself and I, like, I can be confident in myself, but it's also, you know, you're aware of that and you never know how people, not that how they're going to take it, but it matters, you know, because people look at you and the first thing they see is you. Like, they're looking at you, don't get to know you, don't get to have a conversation with you. Mm-hmm. And it feels like on when it's dating, it's two different spectrums. It's either one person who's like fetishizing it or some, is that a word?
Yeah, definitely.
It's so weird. Like, mm-hmm. I did online dating for a little bit. Mm-hmm. And, like, when you take pictures, they'll just keep mentioning, oh, you know, I like a big girl. Oh, you're thick.
Liar,
you know?
Your nigga's the worst.
It's so, and then it's like, the first time you're like, oh, thank you, you know? And then it's like, yeah, you know, you gotta.
Please say it because I'm
like,
you know, so
wrap those juicy thighs and just like just mad stuff. Yeah. And it's just like, okay, now I don't even feel like a person anymore. It's like, okay, this is it. Is it anything other than that? You know what yeah. I mean? Mm-hmm. And then on the opposite spectrum, like, it's just like you get normal guys and like normal average weight guys, I mean. Mm-hmm. And they're just like, you start to think to yourself, like, you are aware of the fact that I'm not small, right? Like, they'll be like, girl, I'm going to pick you up. And I'm like, wait. Where are you picking? But I've had guys.
Niggas pick are strong.
I've had guys pick me up, and yeah. it's fucking astonishing, sexy as hell too. Uh-huh. But it's astonishing, you know. And that's one of the things where I feel like I was always afraid of leaving a relationship because I thought I would never. Mm. I can pull dudes, man.
Yeah,
I'm proud of myself. But yeah. it's not something that it's the society that we're in where it's like, oh, you know, it's like a stigma. It's so
yeah, I feel
weird.
Like it's the elephant in the room.
It's true.
Dumb.
I'm the elephant in the room.
Elephants are fat animals. I'm so sorry.
No. You see, it's like, it's true. It's like people that, things that people don't want to talk about. It's yeah. things that, you know, you're aware of. And it's like, whatever, you know?
It's also quite stupid because, I mean, like, most of Americans are what people consider to be overweight.
Yeah.
Like, what doctors have classified as overweight. Yeah. We are overweight. Yeah. So.
And it's like this I swear to
you're
you
guys. Probably going to either be fat or dating a fat person.
Yeah. So, and for me, it's like, I just don't want people, I feel like if anybody's in a relationship or like not in a situation where they feel confident just because of their weight, like you can pull
dudes. No, you can catch dick. You can catch
dick. I promise. Yeah, definitely. Like dudes will like fuck. Like just, but they'll also like love you, you know. Mm-hmm. They'll kind of love
aww,
you a bit, you know.
That's nice.
Yeah, because you don't want anybody to be like, yeah, they're not all just like trying to rub your belly and stuff, you know. That's nice.
Now,
but
do you feel like because we have this thing where people are not acknowledging the fact that fat people exist? I think that's so stupid because I see like dudes who are fat saying yeah. like, I don't want to date a fatty.
Oh yeah,
it's like, nigga, you only eat Wendy's. So I'm just confused, but
there are some, like, that's also a misconception because a lot of people assume that when you're fat, like, you just eat mad food.
This is true too.
I eat food because I love food. Mm-hmm. But I mean, like, there, I can eat the same amount of things as like somebody who's smaller than me. Mm-hmm. And my metabolism is
yeah,
just
people's
fucking
bodies are literally
slow.
Just different. Yeah.
Like my best friend, like he'll eat something. I swear to you, it's so fucking weird. Mm-hmm. He'll eat something and like 2 hours later, he's like in the bathroom. I mean, like nothing's moving for the next like 3 days. Mm-hmm. And that's
damn.
Just, I'm sorry, guys. But that's just my metabolism.
Yeah, yeah.
That's my life.
That's your normal.
It's like
body.
My food likes to get to know me on the inside. It's like I'm staying here.
We love
I'm
her
gonna,
so
I'm
much.
Just gonna cut. You know, that's what it is. So that's just the way that you. That's the way my body is, and you. It's you can't be ashamed of yourself because mm-hmm. it's the only body that you get. I spend more time naked than I do with clothes on.
Yes, bitch.
Because first of all, it's comfortable, and second yes. of all, you just why shouldn't you be comfortable in your own skin? Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. this is your skin. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So self-love. Remember that? Full circle. Guys, full circle. But yeah, that's what I wanted to say because I feel like it's just like the elephant in the room, believe it or not. It's just like, oh, you can't, like, I'll be like, yeah, oh, fat. I look fat in this. Don't say that. No, I look fat in this. Like, don't let me walk outside.
Yeah, it's like saying I look black in this.
You know?
I'm black.
Don't let me walk outside. Like, you know, there's a way. There's a way to, you know, caress, to make it look nice. But don't, just because you're afraid to tell somebody something, it's fine. You know? Yeah.
So it is the elephant in the room or whatever, like, in society.
Yeah.
But there are also people who will date you while fat. Do you feel like it's the responsibility of non-fat people who love and date and accept fat people to be like, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with it. I like fat girls. What I like fat guys.
This is, honestly, for me, what I prefer is that it just not be something that's...
No labels.
Kind of like the no labels, it goes back to it. It's just like, it doesn't have to be something that's a mention. Like, I just have, I love people who are big, or like, I just love her in spite of her being big, you know? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like, we'll have the conversation because it's just like, it's a necessary conversation. Like, if somebody's small or somebody's big, you know, you just mention it. But just to be, I don't think that they have to be pro, like, hey, I like somebody who's big and that's okay. Like, fuck it.
Okay. Yeah. Cause that does seem weird. And it seems like it's pandering ish.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because like sometimes you just like, because of things being so much one way, you need to like kind of even it out. And I think of like people saying now, like, I love dark skinned girls because for so many years people were just like light skin this and light skin that.
I think if it, I think it's better when it just becomes a normality.
When it just happens.
It's just, it just happens.
When you just see a skinny dude dating a fat girl walking down the street.
Which has happened to me. And it's so hard to shake it because in your head you're just like, oh, this is really just happening. Like, this is not something that needs to be a conversation.
Yeah.
Like, period.
And that's normal life.
Like, yeah. It's weird because you spend, especially as kids, like, oh my God, kids are so fucking cruel. And you spend your whole life thinking like it's something to be ashamed of.
Yeah.
And then that's why it's important to know yourself and to love yourself, because it's not something to be ashamed of, because like, don't lose weight. Never fucking lose weight because you want somebody else to like you.
Yeah.
Because people will like you or they won't.
Exactly.
And I'd rather, I'd honestly rather somebody who likes me just the way that I am, no makeup on, all that type of stuff, than I lose weight and now they like me.
Yeah, that's very disturbing.
Yeah. People do
it. It seems that you're literally superficial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are a lot of superficial people.
There are. And, you know, mostly they don't look
very
good.
We are talking.
That's good.
No, it's great.
I'm not gonna do my fuck me because I feel like it's not good.
Oh,
and also we have 15 minutes and like people have heard me drone on about my life for like a year. It's not that interesting. I'm not doing that much.
I hope people find that, like,
I think all of that was quite interesting.
Yeah,
because I think the first half of the story was juicy as fuck and the second half of the story was like important as fuck and relatable.
I'm
as
in
fuck.
A situation now, guys.
Tell us about it. Give us a little bit of tidbit and then people would be like, yeah, we've got to have her back because we want to hear the second half of that story.
I want to know what people would do in this situation.
Okay.
Or rather, just like what the situation sounds like.
Write it into ihupodcast@gmail.com.
I'm in a situation, or was in a situation, or have been in a situation, who knows? Who knows what time period this is in?
Okay.
But of where I am dealing with someone who may or may not necessarily be hung up, but like be in a place in their life that they don't know what they're doing, but like you talk to them every day and they're like, they're there for you and they're like really motivating you. I mean, like real shit, like not like, you can do this. I mean, like, if you're missing your homework, they're calling you, like, do your homework. Like,
whoa,
real,
that's
like,
commitment.
You know what I mean? Like, real shit where you feel like there's no way that you're faking this. Like, there's no way.
Yeah.
But then.
Oh, no.
But it's, but, like, when you want to move it, not move it, but, like, even just talk about or, like, think about, like, a relationship, it's just, like, I'm not ready for a relationship. So is it something where you're just looking at it, like, is this person fucking with me right now? And I'm just like way into it. But it's been like a year.
Okay.
You know?
I don't think that they are fucking with you. I think that you can like care and love someone.
Yeah.
I would say that this person loves you. I don't call anybody about homework.
Yeah.
But
I mean like about homework, about like making, like just talking. And it makes me feel like, am I the type of person that just needs to be in a relationship to feel like secure? I don't know if that's a part of my own issue. Is it something?
I mean, it's a societal thing. The expectation to come next would be a relationship, but maybe they just want to, like,
because I like
do
to pretend
with other people.
The cool thing to do is to be like, yeah, I'm laid back, I'm chill, but I'm not chill.
I'm feel not the exact same way. Like there's deep down,
you know, like there's this like stigma that you have to be cool and like laid back, like as a woman, like mm-hmm. oh yeah, I'm cool with that, like, you know, oh,
that's bullshit, because people will like fucking trespass on you, yeah. and you deserve to say something exactly about the shit that you're going through.
Yeah, and, but it'll just be like, yeah, you know, I'm cool, like that's what you're supposed to do, like mm-hmm. oh look at you, you're just being like a typical woman and being all uptight,
exactly,
whatever.
That's but, how people gaslight you though, yeah. like if you bring up an issue in a relationship yeah. with a cisgender man, it's like you're being a woman,
yeah,
you're being a nigga,
you're being a pussy, that's what it yeah. is. I mean, that's synonymous. I did say that earlier, but I mean it like just like you're being synonymous with the pussy, which is like a woman thing, and just like, you know, you're bitching about this and blah blah blah, but I'm not laid back and I'm okay with that. Like I'm the type of person where Sam knows, because before we did this podcast, like I texted her like 50 fucking times,
which I liked,
yeah, but I felt like I felt the need to apologize, because it was yeah. just like I was just like, yeah, I'm so fucking sorry. I'm just weird when it comes to like planning things. I write lists. I do things like that. I can't sit here and say like, so for me, I think a part of the security comes with the title of a relationship, because it doesn't feel like, it feels like something different than I've ever been in it. And mm-hmm. I enjoy every second of it.
Aww.
I do. And you know, it's, but for some reason it doesn't feel real until he's like, this is my girlfriend.
I see.
You know,
maybe so, you guys need to do something where it's like, can you make some sort of, like, tell me about where you see this going?
He's...
No, I mean, literally, like, tell him, oh, like, yeah, where does yeah, he yeah, see yeah, it yeah, going? Yeah, like, yeah. Is it actually a secure thing, or is it not a secure thing?
Yeah.
Where it doesn't have to be called that you're in, like, you are in a relationship, yeah. because all, like, relationships with people are relationships. It doesn't have to be a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship, but, like, you want to know if there's security in the future, like, yeah. if he's not just gonna, like, dip up out your life.
Because my biggest fear, and the reason why I think that's why I feel like I need that quote-unquote security, mm-hmm. is, like, I don't want to be like, all right, I'm cool with this, and we're dead-ass cool, and, like, every dead-ass... deadass. We're deadass cool and like things are fine, and then like next week he has a girlfriend. Like that would blow my heart. That's yeah. it would kill me. Seriously. So that's why I'm like, if we're doing this thing.
Yeah.
Thing. Did you see that Get Out?
Yeah, yeah.
How long is this thing
yeah,
been going
exactly. on? Oh, I can't wait to see that movie. Doing,
yeah, me neither. Yeah, it's like me next too. Week.
Huh? I think it's the 14th. You said me neither. No, I think it's the 24th. I'm sorry. Never mind.
I hate you. I hate you.
All right, wrap the fuck up your story. Fine. Like, it's all interesting, but we got to do this.
All right, guys. Just, you know, what would you do? Would you leave? Would you be like, nah, we're either together or we're not? Mm-hmm. Or is it just like, whatever's working is working? That's all I want to know. All
right, cool. Guys, send that into ihupodcast@gmail.com. To yeah. be continued.
Yes.
Even if, like, I want to definitely, maybe there'll be, like, a preliminary coho and then a secondary. Like, you'll come back again or something like that.
That's fine. I'm good with that.
I want you in my life.
I want to be in your life.
I knew you'd be good at this.
I want to be in you. That's why I had you first. Oh, what? Testing. That was weird.
Now on to 1, 2, 3. Fuck you. Did you really know I was going to say you?
Nope. I looked at your mouth. I was like, fuck you.
That's the type of skills you need. Do you want to read this?
Yeah. Pass it to me. All
right. It's
I'm a good reader, guys.
Ooh, it's kind of long.
Hey, y'all. Just found your podcast, and it's great. Please keep all parts of my identity anonymous. Okay. Yeah. I'm a 24-year-old virgin. This isn't necessarily a problem, however. I do sometimes feel pressure from the world to get my act together. Whenever I make new friends, everyone just assumes I've had several nuts within my guts. Great. Though I don't particularly take offense to it, that's just not true. My nut and my body count remain at a pleasantly stagnant zero. On the flip side, I consume a lot of information about sex. I read blogs, research articles, watch porn, and generally just want to understand and the multitude of kink communities. Because I understand it, sorry, because I genuinely find it interesting. And hey, if it helps someone somewhere down the road, when I finally do get a fresh dick crammed between my lips, that's dope too. I'm not actively avoiding sex, and I have never been. It's just not happening to me. While I'm generally okay with it, my 25th is quickly approaching, and I'd like to eventually feel the vaginal feels that everyone loves to gush about. Honestly, imagery and word usage low-key intended. LOL. My friends all know I'm a big consumer of sex and they support it. Oftentimes, they even come to talk to me about sexy things, and that's reaffirming. That's just It's just lately I feel like a bit of a freak, and while that feeling is valid, I know that it's not true. There are plenty of folks like me, sex-obsessed or older virgins in the world, and we just don't get a positive attention. Overall, I guess my question is, do you know anyone who's an older virgin? I don't particularly want to just fuck a rando dude unless situation and vibe are dope. I have no intention of finding a nigga on a night out or dating app and taking him back to paint my walls. This is great. There's nothing wrong with his behavior. In fact, I support it with this behavior. However, I just know with the way I operate and how my feelings spin out of control, once a nigga looks my way, this is probably not a wise choice for a young virgin hoe. How can someone like myself who's interested in dating and fucking someone I legitimately know make this shit happen? Sometimes I get tired of jerking off to Tumblr gifs and videos.
Yes.
Keep doing what you're doing. Can't wait till y'all come back. This is, yeah.
Thank you, Anonymous.
Anonymous.
I don't know. Pass that to you. It's funny because we had a, it's not funny. I guess, you know, virgins listen to this show.
Yeah.
Rightfully so.
It's great.
We had a virgin question last week as well. Do you know any
older virgins? Mm-hmm. I know, 21 or 22 year old virgin.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that it's anything that, first of all, virginity, it does not, it's like
it's a not fucking, even a real concept.
It's not a real concept, but I mean, you haven't had sex. That's pretty much what it is. Exactly. I get it. I don't think it's anything to be ashamed of. I mean, mm-hmm. like, sex is, I for me, I found I've had sex with people that I had no interest in whatsoever other mm-hmm. than having sex, and I've had sex with people that I really like. Unless you find somebody that you really like and you're comfortable with, honestly,
it, then it just for won't
me
happen.
Personally, yeah. And yeah. also, but for me personally, like, I didn't enjoy it as much unless I actually liked the person. I feel like you feel different. So if you're not if you're not with, if you haven't found that person that mm-hmm. you're comfortable with, then don't, there's no point of just doing it. Yeah, just because a date is coming, you know? Mm-hmm. You haven't done it because it just hasn't happened.
Yeah.
Just let it happen.
Yeah. You're definitely not a freak for that.
Yeah.
It's just like, if it hasn't happened.
Yeah. You know,
it's just a circumstance of your life.
Exactly. Not, and like, I definitely don't think that's anything like fault. No, I mean, there are some people who have had sex and they regret it. And mm-hmm. there's some people who've had sex and it did nothing. Like, just, you're you. Like, it'll happen or it won't happen. There's some people who never had sex, mm-hmm. you know. But what about you? What do you think, Samantha?
This is not your show. This ain't your show. I feel like
we'll take it to Sam.
I know an older virgin. And that's a cool person. I mean, I don't look at him like he's a freak or anything like that. It's just a circumstance of life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't feel ashamed of it. And definitely just because your 25th birthday is coming up, there's no reason
there's
just
no,
give
I mean,
it up.
My 25th birthday is too coming up. And like, I don't have a job. I don't have my own apartment. I don't even have my driver's license, honestly.
I don't have my driver's license.
Pshaw. But the thing is, like, I don't have my permit.
I just got my permit again.
Yeah, exactly. Mine expired.
Yeah.
And I was just like, well, this passport is looking mighty fine.
I got it when I was 16. I was so excited. I was like, I'm going to drive. I'm 23. Going on 24. Yeah. In 2 weeks.
I forgot you were younger.
In
wow,
2 weeks.
You're the perfect coho.
I
she
am.
Nikachu was younger.
I am.
Look at you.
Look at these. I am the these. Perfect coho.
Just really pushing it. Yeah, I don't know. I don't feel like there's anything more to say.
No, yeah.
We support all of your decisions or whatever.
Yeah.
And then, like, if you do come to the point where you feel like, well, I just want to fuck.
Yeah.
You know, then you can, like, take steps from there or whatever, because you'll be able to. Also, you will find someone who have sex with you.
Watch Chewing Gum, if you like.
Yeah.
Chewing Gum is great.
That was also very good, too. Watch and she was, like, mad horny. I feel like that's perfect for people who are, like, sexual
exactly.
and virgins.
Yeah.
Which is what I was before I was a virgin. And before I lost my virginity, quote unquote, as well.
I lost my virginity young.
It's like, I know
when
everything
you,
about
when did you lose
dicks.
Your virginity?
When I was 17 or 16.
15.
That young.
No, I mean, that's for me. 15.
That's not that young.
No, that's not. My mom had my brother at 15.
See?
It's crazy. He shook his head. It's crazy.
Niggas be fucking. I mean, as long as, like, it's, like, two kids of the same age.
Yeah.
I think that's fine. All right, if you guys would like to send in stuff, which you really should because that was the last email in our inbox that was new, please send that to ihupodcast@gmail.com. Anything about your sex life, your romantic life, your dating life. If you have anything to say to us, if you want to, like, talk about our new coho.
Yeah.
If you want to answer her question. If you want to just curse me out.
Yeah.
Like, why the fuck did you push Shaniko away? I stink. She didn't like me. I didn't smell good. I used Tom's deodorant instead of Dove. I'm just kidding.
Does Tom's work?
Tom's is a deodorant, but not an antiperspirant.
So it's pointless.
Yeah. You sweat. But like, deodorant causes cancer or something like that. Like, if I'm just in my house.
What doesn't cause cancer?
This is true. Let's wrap the show up. So that has been the first episode of Inner Her Uprising with a new co-ho. So that's cool. Me. I feel like that was really good.
I think so too.
And then everybody's like, wow, that episode sucked.
Yeah, watch it. Sorry guys, don't ever bring her back on again. I will be hurt. I'm not gonna lie.
So. I probably would shield that from you. Like I would be hurt too. Like, what the fuck? It's my nigga from freshman year. If you would like to plug your social media first.
I have Ooh, follow me on Tumblr.
That's good. Tumblr. No one's ever talked about that before.
Yeah. It's No Need to Make Believe from, you know that Aaliyah song? And I
feel 2006.
Yeah. Anyway, before that song, after. One of the lines is, it's No Need to Make Believe. That's what it is. And then my...
Sounds like a MySpace.
Instagram. Thing. Yeah. My brain is still in 2006. I can't remember, but
what else?
And my Instagram is a work in progress __.
Ooh,
because I am a douchebag.
I will write that because who's typing that?
Yes, and I don't have a Twitter, but
that's okay. You should make one. You'd be good.
I should.
You're witty.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. I'm trying to write. But
that's even more perfect, honestly.
Yeah, I am. I'm trying to write.
You are writing. Stuff.
I am writing.
Yeah.
Because people say aspiring poet and writer, mm-hmm. but you kind of already are.
If you
are.
Do it, then you're it.
But it's just like, I'm aspiring to be like...
Paid for it.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Like, make
aspiring
a living off
professional.
Of that. Exactly. Yeah. But I write. I write on my Tumblr, too. You just have to like look through it, through all the pictures of chicks and like...
Nobody's doing that.
Yeah.
Get a fucking goddamn new website for that. We are not sifting. We are trying to see cities. I'm sorry, butts.
Butts. Yes. That's all I care about. But yeah, follow me on all that stuff. If you like my voice, this is my sexy voice, guys. I hope you liked it. I kept it on the whole time.
Was that your little something sexy? Because we're not even ready for that yet.
No, I don't have.
You're jumping the gun.
No. Okay. Go ahead.
Think about something in the next 2 seconds.
I know what I'm going to say, but it's not going to be sexy.
I'm excited. So my social media is SlamRid with 2 Ds on Instagram and Twitter. And you can follow this podcast on at InnerHo Uprising on Instagram. You can follow it at InnerHo Uprising on Twitter because they wouldn't allow for the G. You can find us on Facebook at InnerHo Uprising. And you can...
Canada.
It's nowhere else. Don't fucking pick at me. InnerHoUprising.com is also a thing that exists. Buy the t-shirts or donate. This is the search for a new coho. Sorry, Rodeca, but I have to keep fucking other people for several weeks to see what I like. So if you want to be a coho, write in and let me know. You should be in New York City, though. Or at least in the tri-state area.
Okay.
No bitches from Cali. Sorry.
Damn.
Yeah. Rate us on iTunes. It's a really good thing that'll help us out. And now, the little something sexy.
Uh-oh. Things are getting too spicy for the pepper.
That was the worst thing I've ever heard. Please end it long.
Please, I want everyone to know that's from American Dad. That was my favorite
Who
line.
Watches that anymore?
I do. Okay.